Short Lecture, Skill 5. New York's Economy. Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class and answer the questions.
This time we'll talk about the state of New York in the USA. A report by the Fiscal Policy Institute, which is an economic think tank or committee that generally focuses on issues that affect the quality of life and economic well-being of New York workers, claims that although America as a nation has enjoyed many years of record-setting economic expansion, the same cannot be said about the state of New York. Although median incomes and wages increased for workers in New York between 1997 and 2000, they fell short of the median incomes for America as a whole. This led to very little improvement in the workers' standards of living from where they were in the last 10 or even 20 years ago. The new analysis by the Fiscal Policy Institute also suggests that there are severe regional differences in New York's 10 regions. Case in point, the upstate economy has not benefited at all from America's booming times. In fact, their economy has been relatively sluggish. At the same time, the downstate region's economic growth hinges on Wall Street, and many New Yorkers living in the city's suburbs are still struggling. Looking at government data, we can see that although New York enjoys many resources, these resources do not seem to benefit the state by means of pay or living conditions for New York workers during economic good or bad times in America. Using this same data, we can conclude that in order for all New Yorkers to benefit from the economy, we cannot rely just on growth. Instead, we need to analyze the growth and find out how it affects not only the workers, but also their families across the entire state. Clearly, the state must take some responsibility and step in and help families that are not benefiting from a growing economy.
Number 1. What is the main idea of the lecture? Number 2. Which of the following is not mentioned in the lecture?